This is Radio MD COVID-19 Weekly, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White. Later in this episode, we're talking about what you're eating during the pandemic, but that's up after our news. Researchers in Japan have discovered the coronavirus can survive on human skin for up to 9 hours, offering further proof that regular hand washing can curb the spread of the virus, according to a study published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases. They found the coronavirus survived 9.04 hours on the skin and influenza A survived 1.82 hours. The coronavirus is known to survive even longer on inanimate surfaces. In March, the National Institutes of Health published a study saying that the virus can last up to 4 hours on copper, 24 hours on cardboard, and 72 hours on stainless steel. In the air, the virus can last for about 3 hours, the NIH said. Four of the 3,143 counties in the U.S. haven't reported a single coronavirus case, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Public health officials are curious about the counties with zero cases: Loving, Texas; Esmeralda, Nevada; Kalawao, Hawaii; and Skagway, Alaska. For one, they are all isolated geographically and have small populations, but at the same time, many rural counties have lacked healthcare access during the pandemic, which could influence testing. The four counties are similar to other rural areas across the country that have just one case or a handful of cases. Could having a healthy blood level of vitamin D help you avoid the intensive care unit and death if you become infected with COVID-19? More research suggests that the sunshine vitamin may play a role in how severe your case may be. While the studies don't prove cause and effect, these studies support the notion that vitamin D may be protective against COVID complications. That's according to Dr. Vadim Backman, a professor of biomedical engineering and medicine at Northwestern University, Chicago. Other experts say the healthy blood levels of vitamin D may give a survival advantage by helping people with COVID-19 avoid a cytokine storm, when the immune system overreacts and begins attacking your body's own cells and tissues. Can you believe we're going on 9 months of this pandemic? As we head into winter, it seems like some people are starting to head back to restaurants, but a lot have been getting into cooking and baking. Well, today we're talking with Chef Abby Gelman, who was recently on the Radio MD podcast Her. She has been a registered dietitian for more than a decade and a chef for twice as long as that. She talks with Dr. Pam Peek about diving into comfort food when the world gets crazy, batch cooking for your future self, changing your diet for boosting immunity, and navigating the grocery store in a pandemic.
I don't know. It's a little hairy out there. So let's talk about some of the trends that you and I have noted. Okay. The first trend, right, is that people, I would say over the first 2 months, were doing a boatload of junk food comfort eating. Do you agree?
Yes and no. I mean, definitely, absolutely lots of junk food eating and comfort eating. But I also saw a lot of excitement suddenly in the kitchen. It may have been around homemade bread or sourdough or baking or things that are not the healthiest options if you're eating them 100% of the time. But there was kind of a move toward the kitchen the first, you know, few months, I think.
Okay, so there was a move, but there have been shifting sands here. Now, I think that, okay, we're going to slice this up so that everyone out there can identify with some of this, right? So if you go to the junk food place and the comfort place where people are sitting around their jammies all day and going, this is really not happening. Oh, dear God, just tell me this is not happening. And when is this going to end? And when can I do, you know, go back to my pre-COVID life? Well, when it became real clear that that wasn't going to happen anytime soon, I think people probably, you know, started sauntering out a little bit more as the COVID world started to open up, you know, phase one, two, three, I don't know, whatever people were doing and wherever their locale was. And then they put on their clothes and they went, rot row, okay, those jeans weren't zipping up. You know, it's like, what happened here? Well, you know, there's no major mystery here, girlfriend, because y'all packed on a few, and that's why you can't get in your clothes. So then I think people might have started to pivot back to healthier food and to saying, wow, this is just totally not working. So I think there was like a little, you know, a rebound on that one. And yeah. Don't you think, do you think that that was a phenomenon that you also saw?
Yeah, oh, for sure. And the, definitely lots of comfort eating and people gaining weight and nobody having to put on jeans or work clothes or anything. So it creeps up on you pretty fast. Plus, obviously, more sitting around. Suddenly, you weren't walking, you know, as much as you may have been in your normal day to day. If it only involves walking from your bedroom to your kitchen to work, like all of the rest of your day, anything else you did suddenly disappears, right?
I think a lot of this has to do with the way people adapt to change.
Yeah.
I had Bruce Feiler on from the Wall Street Journal, and his whole issue, you know, he had a fabulous new book that came out called Life is in the Transitions, and he actually interviewed a gazillion people. And what he was able to discover from their lives is, are some trends. There are just some people who just cannot let go of the past, and they're just still yelling and screaming and whining about the fact that things are not changing. And then there's people who are kind of muddling through. They realize they're never going to be the same. They're not quite sure what to do. They're experimenting now. What do you do? And then there are those people who just, you know, immediately adapt to something new. And they're like, okay, I'm all in. All right. If that's the way the virus is going to be, then this is what I'm going to do. So I think that it really got reflected in how people eat. And
yeah.
I think that that's a really important trend. Now, you, Chef Abby, are all about how to optimize all of this. And what as I was thinking about, here you are. Fall is descending upon us. Actually, the last day of summer, you know, was a couple days ago. And now we're still living in the COVID nation. So how can we address in a more general way all of these groups? The people who are still kind of clutching on to the past and are, you know, still not happy and you know, eating some funkadelic food. Other people who have just said, oh, to hell with it. I get it now. I just have to eat healthy and stop whining. How could we help everybody optimize their food choices and be comfortable in the kitchen? Because so many people are not. How can we do that?
Yeah. It's hard. So food fatigue is kind of, or well, cooking fatigue rather, is starting to set in for anyone who's in that second bucket, who's kind of embraced it and is really all in with the cooking and things. So I've been talking a lot about lately about batch cooking, which basically means taking simple ingredients. So it could be steel cut oats. Now that the weather's getting cool, more people are thinking about oatmeal. It could be, rice, it could be quinoa, it could be like some sort of whole grain, whichever bucket you fall in, like hopefully you eat like one whole grain that you like. And batch cooking it would be, instead of making a serving for four people, you make a serving for 16 or 20 people. Doesn't take any more time, same amount of time to cook it. You just need a larger pot. And then instead of putting it in the fridge for like a meal prep or having it there all the time, you freeze it in portion sizes.
You can hear that full episode on Radio MD or any other podcast platform. This has been Radio MD COVID-19 Weekly. Contact us with questions or give us some feedback at COVID-19 at RadioMD.com. I'm Caitlin White. Stay safe and 6 feet apart.